Did you know that when you go to purchase a home, there are fees that could be in those closing costs that your lender is intentionally not telling you about? Well, we're going to talk about what some of those fees are, how you can identify them, and how you can determine whether or not it's better to go with one lender over another. So picture this, you're going to purchase a home and you go to lender A. Lender A says, I can get you qualified for $300,000 at a 7% interest rate. And so you shop around with other lenders, and lender C says, I can get you that same $300,000 loan, but I can get it to you at a 6% interest rate. And so you look at the 6% interest rate with lender C and the 7% interest rate with lender A, and you think all things are equal. They both get me the 300,000, but lender C is going to offer me a 6% interest rate. So you go with lender C. But what you might not know is that lender C has costs that are added in to the closing cost, which is going to cost you more upfront in order to get that 6% interest rate. And that's what we're going to talk about. What I'm talking about here are called discount points. Now, the name itself can seem a little deceiving because discount points actually are not giving you a discount on anything. You actually pay more in upfront costs when it comes to closing on that loan when you pay discount points. It's one of those oxymorons, paying discount points, but it's you actually pay more at closing. What you do get is a reduced interest rate. And so the way that discount points work is that a lender makes money on your loan based off of the interest that you pay when you make your mortgage payments. So you have principal, interest, taxes, and insurance that formulate your mortgage payment. And when you form that mortgage payment, the interest portion of that mortgage payment is what your lender is making money off of. So if your lender is charging you a 7% interest rate, then that lender's income or that lender profit is based off of that 7% interest rate. But if that same lender were to give you a 6% interest rate, now that lender is not going to make as much money because he's charging you a lower interest rate. So because of that, lenders want to get some of that money up front. And so the way they get that money up front, since they're not going to be making it over the course of the loan with you making each mortgage payment, the way they get that up front is by charging you what's called a discount point. So the cost of those discount points can range depending upon the market, depending upon your credit score, depending upon your how much money you're putting down, the loan to value ratio of the home, the cost of those discount points can vary a lot. And so the numbers I'm going to give in these examples are by no means indicative of what they are today or in any other market, but it's just to paint the picture so that you understand how discount points work and how they could factor into you actually having to pay more when it comes to closing. So let's take that same lender, lender A, that's offering you $300,000 at a 7% interest rate. And you have lender C who's offering you $300,000 at the 6% interest rate. Now, what lender C might not be telling you is that lender C is going to charge you discount points to get you that 6% interest rate. Lender A could also get you a 6% interest rate, but lender A is just not charging you points to get that 6%, but they could. They're just not. Lender C offered you a 6% and didn't tell you that they were going to charge you for it. This is a game that you find that a lot of lenders unfortunately play in an effort to try and win business or win clients, is that they will try to undercut the competition by saying, okay, we've got you're looking for a house. They probably know you've been shopping around with other lenders, and so they throw out a low interest rate for you. Oh, we can get you a 5.5% interest rate. We can get you a 6% interest rate. And then you not knowing are like believing that all things are equal. So sure, I'll take the 6%. I'll take the 5.5% interest rate. And then as it gets close, you get under contract with the home, and as it gets closer to closing time, it's like, wait a minute, I have to pay an extra $10,000 in closing costs. I got to pay an additional $12,000 or $8,000 in closing costs. It's like, well, yes, your lender did not explain to you that they can get you that 6% or that 5.5% interest rate, but it's going to cost you a lot of money in order to get it. And so what a discount point is a percentage of the loan amount. One discount point equals 1% of the loan amount. So that can help you do the math. If you were purchasing a $100,000 home, 1% or one discount point would be $1,000. So whatever home price you're purchasing, if your lender were to tell you that they're going to charge you 2.5 discount points, that's 2.5% of the loan amount, which could be sizable. If you're talking about a $300,000 home or a $400,000 home, that could be a good amount of money. You could be paying $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 or more in discount points just to get an interest rate that might only be 0.5% lower or 1% lower. And it may or may not be worth it for you to actually pay that money up front, because depending upon where the market's headed, it might be worth it for you to just take a higher interest rate and refinance into a lower one permanently without having to pay all of those discount points. So I'm not going to go so much into that in this episode, because that gets a little bit deeper into a whole nother conversation about how you determine whether or not you should be taking a higher interest rate or a lower interest rate. So stay tuned for a future video. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Click the notification button, because there's another video coming where I am going to be talking more in depth about how to determine whether or not you should be taking that higher interest rate or whether you should be shelling out the money to buy down your interest rate and get it even lower. So hit the subscribe button. Stay tuned for that. But getting back into the discount points, a lot of lenders use the tactic of, we're going to give you a lower interest rate, and they don't tell you how much it's going to cost. Now, it's not a hidden fee per se, because it is a fee that has to be disclosed on the loan estimate when they give you a loan estimate. And when you lock in your interest rate, it's also a fee that has to be disclosed. However, most people don't, one, know what a discount point is. Two, they don't know where to find it when you're reading your loan estimate that's several pages long, and it's a whole bunch of numbers throughout all of these pages. So a lot of people end up falling prey to these lenders that are utilizing this tactic to try and win business, but they're not being transparent with what it is that you're actually paying. I've actually had clients that have left me to go with other lenders, only to find out that those other lenders are actually charging them way more than what they should have been paying, or they would have been paying, for a rate that they really didn't need to get at that time. I've had clients that wanted to, you know, go with lower rates. And so they left, went with a different lender, and then found out, oh man, I'm getting charged a whole lot of money. And none of this makes sense, because especially if you're in a situation where you're getting charged discount points, that's going to take you 5 years to pay off, 6 years to pay off. I've seen them take that high to where it's taking that long for it to pay. It's not worth it. You should really be able to pay off the difference of those discount points within about 2 to 3 years max. You shouldn't be taking 5 years, 6 years to be paying off discount points to buy down your interest rate. Again, this gets into a lot of the stuff that I'm going to talk about in a future episode, so you want to subscribe and stay tuned for that. However, you, in short, don't want to have to be spending years and years and years paying off the discount points that you had to pay for up front through whatever amount it is that you're saving on your mortgage payment from getting that lower interest rate. One question that you need to be asking every single lender that you are shopping around with: they may tell you, I can offer you a 6%, I can offer you a 7%. Even if they are offering you a higher rate, ask them still, how much is that rate going to cost me? And if they say, oh, it's going to be 1.5 discount points, do not take that as an answer. Make them convert that into dollars for you. So I just explained to you that one discount point is equivalent to 1% of the loan amount. So you know what the loan amount is, then you can, and they say they're charging you 1.75 discount points, you can do the math. That's not your job. You can do the math. So now that you have this information, you can fact check them to make sure that they are correct. And I recommend that you do fact check them, or at least check the loan estimate when they send out the loan estimate to you, so you know what they said is actually what's on paper, because what's on paper is actually going to be what matters. However, I would make them convert that into dollars for you. Don't just accept a, oh, it's going to only cost you 1.5 discount points. It's going to cost you 2 discount points. No, that sounds a lot lower than it's going to cost you $9,500. It's going to cost you $11,658. That sounds different, but it also paints a clearer picture for you rather than, oh, it's just going to cost you 2.5 discount points. Because the reality of the matter is you need to be making a decision that's best for you, and you need to have a lender that's actually not just trying to get the deal closed, but looking out for your best interest in terms of how much it's going to cost you up front, how much it's going to take for you to actually pay that off years down the road, and what it's actually going to be saving you on your monthly mortgage payment, because it may not even be worth it for you to do it right now, especially depending upon where we're at in the economy and everything. So make sure that lender converts it into dollars for you. Whatever lender you're shopping around with, if you truly want to compare apples to apples and you truly want to know if lender A is better than lender C, and you want to know if that 7% is better than that 6%, then you need to be asking both of these lenders, how much is that 7% interest rate going to cost me? How much is that 6% interest rate going to cost me? Because if that 7% interest rate is not going to cost you anything, but that 6% interest rate is going to cost you $10,000, now you can ask the next question, which is, how much is that going to save me on my monthly mortgage payment? It might save you $150, might save you $200 to get that 1% interest rate difference. So if it's going to save you $200 a month and it's going to cost you $10,000 up front to get it, now you need to ask yourself the next question. How long is it going to take me to pay off, or how long at saving $200 a month is it going to take me to break even from the $10,000 that I have to pay up front? And once you have that number, you want to know, is it even worth it for me to spend $10,000 now to save $200 on my mortgage payment for however long I have this mortgage payment? Because remember, you're only saving that $200 for however long you have that mortgage payment. Once you sell the home, that mortgage payment goes away. So if you sold the home 3 years, but it's going to take you 4 years to break even, you just lost money on paying discount points, essentially. So you're only saving money on for as long as you have that mortgage. But if you refinance, meaning you get a new interest rate, or you do a cash out refinance where you take cash out of the home, that's going to change everything as well. So again, once you have the answers to all of those questions, the how much is it going to cost? How much is it going to save me? And how long is it going to take for me to break even from the savings to pay off what I'm paying up front? And then that fourth question, is it even worth it for me to do this? So a good lender is someone who will actually walk you through all of those steps and let you know, this is how much it's going to cost you, this is how long it's going to take for you to break even, and how long do you plan on staying in that property? Because that's going to determine, and where we're at in the economy right now, depending upon where interest rates are, is also going to influence whether or not it's a good idea for you to pay up front all of these funds, all of this money and discount points, just to get that lower interest rate. So that's what discount points are. It's a cost that many believe are hidden costs when it comes to getting a mortgage. Again, it's not hidden. Everything with a mortgage has to be disclosed. The problem is that a lot of people don't know what discount points are. A lot of loan officers, unfortunately, don't go through explaining it to you. Some of that is intentional, because if they explained to you how much they're actually going to charge you to get a particular interest rate, you never close a loan with them, and they're trying to get your money. They want the business from you. So they're not going to tell you about the things that would make you run out the door. Again, I lean more on the side of transparency. I prefer for everyone to know everything. And if that costs me the deal, that costs me the deal. If it ends up saying that you're going to go with another lender, I am totally fine with that, because I feel at peace knowing that I was completely transparent with you in letting you know what this loan is going to cost you. So Not every lender shares that same, you know, sentiment. Not every lender cares in the same way. So you have some lenders that literally just want to get the deal closed. And because of that, they will not tell you about some of these things. And then people are like, oh, there's hidden fees and hidden costs. It's not hidden. They do have to disclose those fees, but they don't have to verbally tell you about it. They just have to send you a paper and say, hey, I need you to sign these documents. And that's one thing that a lot of lenders, again, not so great lenders, will do. Just sending you the paperwork. I need you to read over these papers. I need you to sign them. And then we'll be all good. But you're reading through a lot of stuff, especially if you're a first-time home buyer. You have no idea what you're reading. So it could be something that you could be signing and all of it's right there in black and white, but you don't know what discount points are. You don't know what a buy down fee is, because that's another thing that you might see on there is a buy down fee. And that's the fee to actually buy down your mortgage, perhaps temporarily, but not permanently. Whereas the discount points you're paying could be a permanent reduction in your interest rate, where that buy down fee could be a temporary buy down of your interest rate. But again, if you don't know what you're looking at and you don't have a great lender that's actually going to explain these things to you, that's how people end up paying thousands and thousands, sometimes in excess of $10,000 or $12,000 more than what they should be paying or what they would have been paying if they had the knowledge and a good lender to guide them into the best solution. And that's one of the things why I always tell people, getting with a good lender that's going to offer you the guidance to put you in the best position financially is much better than going with the lender that's just offering you the lowest interest rate. I'll say that one more time. Getting with a good lender that is going to offer you the guidance, that is going to give you the education to put you in the best position financially, is much better than getting with a lender that's just simply going to offer you the lowest interest rate, because that lowest interest rate comes at a cost, and it could cost you way more than what you would have been paying if you had the knowledge and education from a great lender that would actually guide you into a better direction and decision. So hopefully that's educated you on what discount points are and allowed you to just navigate a little bit about, you know, putting you in a better place and everything. So that's all that I have for you. Thank you for taking the time to tune in. Stay tuned for the next podcast. We're going to be going a little bit deeper into how you should determine whether or not paying discount points is worth it for you. So you want to stay tuned for that as well. So thank you for taking the time to tune in. See you in the next video. Take care. Be blessed.